Yesterday we had a shootout at the freeway park and ride. Most of these are drive-by shootings, but this one, no siree. This one was a genuine wild, wild west, pull your six shooters and blast away from close range and true vigilante justice. See who's standing when the cylinders are empty. After this hail of bullets ended, one guy was shot four times and carried away to the nearest hospital, where he'll most likely live. The others, well, they had some serious explaining to do. Seems one of these yahoos had his chainsaws stolen, so when he ran across an ad in Craigslist featuring the exact same saws, well, he decided to call the thief up and arrange a meeting to buy them. He got his son and a couple buddies to come along to the meetup at the park and ride, and then, just to be on the safe side, he called the sheriff's department to meet them there, too. So now we got the Earps, we got a posse, we got plenty of guns, and we got a nice public spot. Seller must not have suspected too much, or else he never watched the gunfight at the OK Corral. But he came alone, no gang, no family members, just him and a couple of chainsaws. When the Earps got tired of waiting for the law, the buddies of the aggrieved theft victims decided to approach this guy's truck, no doubt pretending to be the interested buyers of the saw, but in true comic fashion, they came with guns, too, drawn. And the seller, realizing something bad was afoot, produced his own weapon and commenced the firing. Chaos, of course, ensued. These things get out of hand sometimes. Sure, they should have waited for the sheriff. Maybe they could have left the guns at home. All easy to imagine in hindsight. But a man's chainsaw is his chainsaw, and a rope is too good for the mangy dog that stole it. Or so it seemed. Until the purported thief, in interviews with the police, claimed he'd owned those saws for years and even identified marks and features that seemed to validate that claim. And the attackers did mention that they'd really only seen the photo in the ads and that, yeah, it might not have been their saws. Saws tend to look a lot alike since they do look a lot alike. And yeah, it might have been smart to wait for the sheriff. No doubt there are some lessons to be learned here, but probably none gleaned by us Southenders. Me, I've started locking up my two chainsaws. I don't want to have to duel it out for the time I have to get them back from a thief. Probably better just to bargain him down rather than shoot him, especially if I found out later they weren't my saws.